We are on Daf Chaf Vav, beginning the last perek in Maseches Tainis. And as we've seen in the last couple of prakim, we have one big Mishnah which will incorporate all the Mishnayos of the perek. So in this Mishnah we're going to speak about Nesias Kapayim, Mamodes, and other interesting inyanim. The Mishnah says, "V'shleisha prakim b'shana kehanim nesim es kapayim arba pa'amim b'yom." And there are three times of the year where the kahanim are nesias kapayim. They have a mitzvah. We'll see what this means exactly. But there's nesias kapayim. There's duchening four times during the day: b'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, u'b'ne'ilas sha'arim. What are the four times of the day? Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. What are these three prakim? And the Gemara will somewhat modify this. What are the three prakim? B'taniyos, u'b'ma'amadeis, u'b'yem ha'kipurim. This refers to taniyos. Rishonim say this is not referring to the regular taniyos kavuos, which Chazal or Masakin of Asar B'Tevish, Shavos B'Tamas, Tishbav, and so on. But rather, this is referring to a Tainus Tzibur, we'll see. And Mamodes, which we will introduce in the Mishnah in a minute. And Yom Kippur. So in these three Prakim, then the Kahanim will have a mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim four times a day. There is an interesting Netziv in Hamik Shela on She'elta Kuf Chaf Hei in the Ace Tess, where he says that from the fact that the Mishnah says that on a day where there's four tefillas, the kahanim are nesa kapayim four times a day, it's mashma that the mitzvah of nesias kapayim applies even if a kohen has already done it once that day. And this is the subject of a big discussion, a big shaila in the Rishonim. The pasuk says, "Kaisa baruch hu es bnei Yisrael." Amar lahem, Yivarech Hashem, Yar Yisrael. They have the mitzvah say of Nesias Kapayim. So, what exactly are the halachic perimeters of that mitzvah say? Do they have a mitzvah say to duchen once a lifetime, once a year, once a week, once a day, every single tefillah? As it says in the Netziv, from the fact that our Mishnah says that no, they have a mitzvah to do it four times a day, the mashmos is that even a kohen who's already been in Nosas Kapov still has a mitzvah to do so. And there are medayik this from the Rambam also in Hilchos Tefillin Perek Tezvav, where the Rambam says that kohen shenasa kapov bebeis haknesses v'halach lebeis haknesses acher or matzah tzibur shemispalin v'lo higia lebirkas kahanim neisa yadav lahem, he is neisa yadav umevarchim. So says the Rambam. So it seems to be, from the Lashon of the Rambam, that there is a chiyuv, just like there's a chiyuv the first time, there's a chiyuv the second time, and so on. But there are other sheets for Shenim, others disagree, and others say that the mitzvah is only once a day. And just to mention the Psak Halacha in Kuf Chaf Ches, which is the long siman which speaks about Nesias Kapayim, Shochanach Paskins im Allah Pamachas Beyoim Zer Shuv Eine Oiver Afilu Omruloi Alei. So once he is duchened once, so then he is not over the assay. Meaning, even if they say Kohanim, Bidin, go up and bench us, give us a bracha, even if they do, because the mitzvah is really when Amar Lahem, when they are told to do so. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shuvena Oiver, Hainu Yisrami Latzibur Achrina, Vatam, the Kevin Shekva, Kiyem Mitzvah Zu B'Yem Ze Leichi Avtei HaTeira Yoyster. He's Mekai in the Mitzvah once, that day, the Torah was not Mekai him a second time. If he wants to go a second time, should he say a bracha? L'maisis or Dibin Yoytzeh's Mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah says, Mikom Akim Im Olab Ham Shenis, Sarech levarech mitchila habracha sheh kedishon b'kedishas yishol aron v'tzivanu the al kol panim is a mitzvah. He still is doing a mitzvah. So it comes out that anytime he's doing the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, he should say the bracha. Nowadays, it seems in some circles that they do Nesias Kapayim by chasnas, by weddings, and other occasions, and so on. So I don't know. I never quite understood. I mean, there they just go up and they give a bracha. It's not Nesias Kapayim. Because if so, you should, if you're doing the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, like the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you should say a bracha. Salamai, they're just benching their kids, but it's not the actual mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. So anyway, what have we said? So,
sorry, the difference between Ashkenaz and Sephard and Yerushalayim and Chutzalaret, yeah, they do every time they do
it. Right, right, right. So, yes, so it's fascinating. I mean, really, the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim is not a mitzvah which is Tluya Baaretz. It's got nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael per se, in which case, really, we should do Nesias Kapayim both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So the Ramah writes and says that Minhag Ashkenaz is not to do it every single day, and we only do it on the Yom Tovim, and we only do it B'Shas Musaf, when we are B'Simcha, and we're about to leave Shul, and we're about to go and have our Suda. That's the only time that we do it. And it's well known that the Gra was, so to speak, quite upset about this, and the Gra very much wanted to reinstate Nesias Kapayim and Chutz La'aretz, but he realized that it was Min HaShemayim not to, and therefore he didn't do it. The Sfaradim do it in Chutz La'aretz. And but it is quite a bit of a mystery. The Ramah says us, we're in Galus, and there's so many Tzaras, and it's so difficult for us. We only do it on the Regalim, we only do it on Yom Tov and Bishas Musav when we're about to leave Shul and have a festive meal. It's very interesting. Al Kapanim, what have we said so far? 3 times a year, the Kohenim are Nesias Kapayim, 4 times during the day, Shachris, Musav, Mincha, Ne'ilah. And so we mentioned Ne'ilas Sha'arim. To mention Ne'ilas Sha'arim. So what exactly does Ne'ilas Sha'arim mean? So Rashi says over here, Ne'ilas Sha'arim, Mefurish Bebrachas Yerushalmi Beperek Tfilas HaShachar, Emasai Ne'ilah, Yesh Emem Ne'ilas Sha'arim Mikdash. Some say it's referring to Ne'ilas Sha'arei Mikdash. It's the times when the gates of the Beis HaMikdash would close. That's what it means, Ne'ilas Sha'arim. The Yesh Emem Ne'ilas Sha'arei Shamayim. Some say it's referring to the Ne'ilah of the Shemayim. Shenoyolin Aysan La'es Erev Begmar Tfilah. It says Rashi V'Noegim Hayu L'Spal Al Tfilas Ne'ilah B'Hol Tanisam Kederech Shemispalin B'Yem HaKippurim. So either Ne'ilah means it's referring to the Ne'ilah of the Beis HaMikdash, the gates, or it's the Ne'ilah of the Shari Shemayim. Now the Ran says over here, the Ran says, "Vizman tefilas neila iflug ba biushalmi in neila shari shemayim v'hainu im chashecha." So the Ran speaks out. When actually is the neila? When is neilas shemayim? It's either nacht, e neilas shari heichal. Or it's the Ne'ilah when they close the gates, v'hainu im shkia sachama, and so on. So that the difference between the two is either at shkia or at nacht. And there is a discussion until when can you duchen? Can you duchen based on this? There's a discussion. Can you duchen after shkia? That's in Yom Kippur. If they're davening Ne'ilah and it's already after shkia, what do you do about duchening? Can you do a little bit after shkia? That is a din. Al Chavanim. Again, Taniyos, and like we said, Taniyos is not referring to the Arba Taniyos Kvois. And then there's the Mamodis, which we're going to introduce in the Mishnah. And there is Yom Kippur. Now, Elohein Mamodis. What are these Mamodis? What's this, the concept of Mamodis, all about? So the Mishnah gives a little bit of a background, a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara will explain this further. Pasuk says, "Be mitzavet the bnei Yisrael by the carbon tamid and bring my carbon." The chiheich carbonai shall adam karev v'hu ena oimed al gabov. So whenever a person is makrav a carbon, he needs to be oimed al gabov. He needs to be there. He needs to be present at the time. So hiskinu neviim harishenim esrim v'arba mishmaris. And as we know, there's 24 mishmaris. So usually we think about that. That just means that there's 24 mishmaris of kahanim, and they take turns, and they have different weeks where they go up and they serve. And like we saw, there's the kahanim, there's the anshei mishma, and there's the anshei beis av, the ones who are practically working that day, and the ones who are there in the reserves. So the mizak and 24 mishmaris. Al kol mishmar al mishmar. So in other words, even though we kind of often think, when we think about Beis HaMikdash and service in the Beis HaMikdash, we think about Kahanim and Levim. The Kahanim are doing the Avodah, the Levim are doing the Shira. But it's got nothing to do with Yisraelim. No. There was Anshi Maimid. There was a group of Yisraelim. Basically what's going to be Mavura is that some of the Yisraelim would remain in their cities, and some of them would go up to Yerushalayim, and they would be present, and they would be davening and saying trinais and so on, as the korbanos were being brought, and they are considered to be representatives in order to be mekayim this din of ein korban sha'adam karav uhein ayimad al gabov. So again, so therefore they were misaken that there was 24 mishmaras, kol mishmar mishmar ma'amid yushlaim shalkan shalvim shal yisraelim. So now higia zman hamishmar lalis. So kahanav alavim oilam liyushlaim yisrael shabaisa mishmar miskansim ba'arehem the kerin b'maisa bereishis, meaning there would be some Yisraelim who would go up to Yerushalayim, and they were the anshi ma'amid, that they were actually there in Yerushalayim. And then the others would be miskanes la'arehem, or just ba'arehem, as some have the girasa, and they would lane from Maisa Bereishis. Let's just see the next few lines. V'anshi ha'maimed hoi mis'anin arba yomim b'shavua. They would fast 4 days out of the week in order that the carbon should be niskarev b'rotzen. Miyom beiz v'ad yom chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. V'loyim mis'anin er Shabbos v'nikvei da Shabbos le'daf b'shabbos v'desh le'yitzim yimunucha v'oineg li'igia. The Tainas Yamus, in order not to have a stark contrast between Tainug and Inui, the Yamusa. So obviously Shabbos they don't fast, Friday they don't fast, Sunday they don't fast, and they would fast between Monday to Thursday. Let's see a couple of Rashis first before we see the next piece. So Rashi says, Elohim Mamodis, Hamis Anin, Mispalin Ba'arayim, she is kabel baratzin carbon acheim kidlakamon. So in other words, you've got a group of Yisraelim. Some of them are the anshi maimid who are actually by the karbanis. They would actually be in the Beis HaMikdash, b'shas hakrava. And then the rest of them were remaining in their cities, and they would be davening and they would be fasting, that my particular mishmar's carbon should be niskabel baratzin and so on. Rashi says, "Lefish nemetzav es bnei Yisrael shahat tamid ba min ashkalim shel kol Yisrael yevshishu kol Yisrael imdem al gabi karbanin uminu mamodes liyis bim kimam." So really, what comes out of this is really ganz Yisrael should be there when the carbon tamid is brought every single day. But obviously, that's a physical impossibility. So they would have a delegation, representatives, who would be there b'shas ma'isa. Neviim arishreinim, this is referring to Shmuel and David, al kol mishmar, Rashi says, arba ve'esrim mishmaris, shakhanim hayu v'shmo v'david stiknim, al kol mishmar hayu ma'imed v'yushalayim, shekavuin v'aimdim be'ir. So there were, of each of these 24 groups, there would be some Yisraelim who would be kavuim v'aimdim be'ir, the Oimdin al Karban Acheyam. And that they are called the Anshi Maimud. They're the ones standing there. They are there at the time. Ulevad Elu Hadar Mishalayim. Besides those, Hoyu Mamodis Bechol Ir, She Yisrael Nechlik Ulechavdal Mamodis, Keneged Arbav Esr Mishmaris. So there would be a similar group of Yisraelim in their respective cities. So there were those Yisraelim in Yerushalayim. They were present. The Karban Talmud was brought, Benoichach, the Anshei Maimed, and then they had their parallel groups in their cities. They were davening and fasting for the Hatzlacha of that particular group. If you look at Skip Rashi, Vasharahi Miskansin Lareim, Umispaulin al Karban Achem, Shis Kabul Baratzen, Umisanin, Umitsin Sefetera, Beim Tanisam. And on those days, Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesday, and Thursday, we said that they were Kura B'maisa Bereishis. They were Kura B'maisa Bereishis. Let's continue. The Mishnah says, B'yem Arishin Bereishis V'yirikia. B'sheni Yirikia V'yikavu Amayim. B'shlishi Yikavu Amayim V'yimairis. B'rvi Yumairis V'yishutsu Amayim. B'chamishi Yishutsu Amayim. B'teitzi Aretz. B'teitzi Aretz. So that is what they would lay. How would they divide it? Parsha Gudel, if it was the longer Parsha Kirnes of Ishnayim, they would split it up into two people. Vaktana, Biyachad, and the smaller bit would be done with one. The Beshachris, Uba Musaf, Uba Mincha, Nechnasin, Vakirin. I'm sorry, that was done Beshachris, Uba Musaf, Uba Mincha, so meaning they would lay Shachris and Mosefu b'mincha nechnasin v'kirin al p'em, but when it came time for mincha, they would lay in balpeh k'kirin es shma. Then they would lay in balpeh, and so on. If you look at Rashi over here, three lines down in the wide lines, Rashi says v'kirin son al p'en kol echad bifne atzmai u'boi b'gemar maika amar mikar k'tani parasha k'tana demashma to be saved for terror k'kirin. First, we seem to be saying that how would they divide up the parshias depending on the size? Depending on the size. The Hadir Tana al PM. And then we say it was done al Pa. So we'll see. We'll see exactly what that means. The Al Kapanim, we said when it came to Mincha, then they would do it Baal Pa. Good. Kikirne Shema. Erev Shabbos, Be Mincha, Lo Yahu Nechnasim, Make for the Shabbos. And when it was, even though we said that on Friday morning they would lain, but Friday morning mincha time, they would not enter because of, they were busy with preparations of Shabbos. Now, kol yom sheyesh behalal ein boy maimed b'shachris. So any day where they would say halal, like, for example, let's say Hanukkah, kol yom sheyesh behalal, so then they wouldn't have this gathering Shachris time. We'll see Rashi in a second. A day when there's a Karban Musaf, Ein Boy B'Ne'ila, there wouldn't be a Maimed Ne'ila time, and Karban Eitzim Ein B'Mincha. When there was a Karban Eitzim, then there wouldn't be at Mincha time Divi Rebbe Akiva. Let's see Rashi on this to understand what's going on. So Rashi says, Kol Yom Sheish, Rashi about 4 or 5 lines down in the wide lines, Kol Yom Sheish behalal ein b'maimed b'shachris. Meaning, Oysen shahayu b'Yerushalayim, lo yahayu mispalin al karban acheyem, sheyesh b'yhalal, lefi she'ein lehen p'nai lasis mamodam. It's the various tefillos and tchinois which they would usually say, they didn't have the time to do so, because Shekirin is a halal, because it's, let's say, Hanukkah time, and they have to say halal, and therefore that is going to push aside the regular tchinois which they would usually say at that time to accompany the karban. So because of the halal which was said, that would push off the tefillah which was usually said by the anshei maimed. And so too a day when there is a karban musaf, Yom Sheish beKarban Musaf b'Yerushalayim. So we say Ein Boy Maimed b'Ne'ila b'Yerushalayim. There wouldn't be the Tfilas and the Tchinas at Ne'ila time. The Kol Shekein b'Mincha Hasmuch l'Musaf. And all the more so would they omit those various Tchinas and Tfilas Mincha, which is even closer to the time of Musaf. Why? Lafi shahayu trudin b'musaf. Sheyesh b'lahakrav behemais yoyser mitamid. Shu echad. Eimach ha-musaf b'leishtei behemais. B'lahilam p'nai klal. Shekhanem shalmayimid trudin b'musaf. Yisrael shebehen hayu trudin lachtiv. Eitzim v'lishiv mayim. Meaning the Yisraelim were also busy. They were chopping wood, and they were drawing water, they were doing other things. So not only would it push off Ne'ilah, but Kol Shekein would push off Mincha, the Tfilas and Tchinas which were said at Mincha, because they simply didn't have the time. And finally we said a day where there was a carbon Eitzim, as we're going to see, Rashi says, B'gemar Mefarash Kegun Echad Mites Zmanim. There was 9 dates. And the Oysayim, what would happen on the day of carbon Eitzim? The Oysayim Shahaya by carbon Eitzim, Afilu Loy Haya by Musaf. So even if it wasn't a day where they brought a carbon Musaf, Haya Nidcha Maimid Shal Mincha. Nevertheless, they would push aside the Tfilos and the Tchinas, which were said by the Anshe Maimid Mincha time, Mipnei carbon Eitzim, Mipnei Shah carbon Eitzim, Koidim La Mincha, Vedeicha Maimid Hasamach Loy. We would push off the trinas which was said at Mincha. So, in other words, yes, if it was a regular weekday with no halal, with no musaf, with no carbon eitzim, so then the Anshei Maimed would be busy with their tefillos and their trinas when the various karbanos were brought. But once there was something else happening, and they had to be busy with halal or chopping wood, drawing water, doing other things, so at times some of their tefillos were pushed aside. So again, we said kol yom shish behalal ein beimaimed b'shachris karbon musaf ein neila, and we said kol shekein at musaf kol shekein at mincha and karbon eitzim ein b'mincha. Divra b'kiva amr leben azay kach haya Rabbi Yeshua sheina. Yeshua said like this: karbon musaf ein b'mincha. If it's a day where it's a karbon musaf, then there's no tefillos and tchinas at mincha. Carbon Eitzim, Ein B'Ne'ila, and Hazer B'Kiva Li'eshen Ke'ben Azeh. And we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Hakapan, in the basic din, which we've said so far, is that fascinating din, as Carbon Ilachmi Li'eshai, we are considered to be the Bailam of the carbon. We know the Machzis HaShekel, we know that the Kabanis had to be Kabanis of the Tzibor, and therefore it's insufficient to have the Kahanim and the Leviim there in the Migdash, being Makr of the carbon Tamid. You must have a representative, a delegation of Yisraelim, and therefore there would be groups of Yisraelim. Some would remain in the city, and some would go up to Yerushalayim. They are the Anshi Maimid. They are there, they are standing, it is B'nechach them, and the delegation, and those who remain in the cities, and they would be fasting and so on. And then we speak about that even though the Anshei Maimed would say various tefillos and tchinos to accompany the carbon, nevertheless, if they were busier, if it was a busier period than the Beis HaMikdash that day, then that would push aside the various tefillos and tchinos which they would say. Fine, so now we mention the Zman of the Zman of the Eitzim. So we said if it's a day where there is a carbon Eitzim, so then they would push aside various things. So now we discuss these things. Zman atzei kahanim va'am tisha. So there were nine days of the carbon Eitzim. And we're going to see later on in Daf Chav Ches, the Gemara is going to quote a brisa which says that when they went up to Yerushalayim, the Bnei Goyla, they did not find Eitzim in the Lishka, and they made various nedavos, and they offered up Eitzim and so on, and different families were zeicha henceforth to supply wood, and that refers to the Zman of the Eitzim. So Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'am, we say Bnei Arach Ben Yehuda. When was that? When did that particular family, when was their day of bringing Eitzim? That was Be'esrim B'Tammuz. Bnei David Ben Yehuda was B'Chamisha B'Av. Bnei Parej Ben Yehuda B'Shiva B'Av, in the 7th of Av. Bnei Yonadav Ben Rechav B'Asara B'Av. Bnei Sina Ben Binyamin B'Chamisha Asar B'Av. Ben Zatu Ben Yehuda V'Imahem Kehanim Leviim B'Chol Mi Shita B'Shivtei. So together with the Zatu ben Yehuda were Kahanim Levim, especially those who were not sure exactly which Shevet they came from. That's when they would bring their Karban Eitzim. Ubnei Gunvei Eli, Ubnei Kitzi Kitzias. we'll see exactly what this means. And then the Esrim Bai, Bnei Pachas Mayav Ben Yehuda, the Esrim Be'elo was Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda, the Echad Betavis Shavu Bnei Parish Shnia, Parish brought a second time, the Echad Betavis Lehayu by Maimed, the Fisha Hayu by Halel, it was Hanukkah, the Karban Musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, and Karban Eitzim, and so on. Okay, so we will see more about that in the Gemara, but that just tells us about the nine times a year when they would bring these Karban Eitzim. Chamisha Dvarim Irues Aviseinu B'Shiva Asar B'Tamuz Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. So the five things which, five calamities, five tragedies which took place on Shivasa B'Tamuz, and five on Tisha B'Av. B'Shivasa B'Tamuz Nishtabru Haluchis. Haluchis were broken. The Bach says, U'butal ha-tamid, the carbon tamid ceased. Rashi says, Lefisha Gazra Malchus Gzeira Melahakriv Oid. So they stopped bringing the carbon tamid, and there are many sources which say actually that the Greeks, this is one of the things which the Yevanim opposed. I mean, they realized that so long as we are consistent in our Avodah and we're makriv our Karbanis every single day, it will be very difficult for us, the Greeks, to be menatzeach. They wanted to be mevatel the carbon tamid. Ubut la tamid v'huvka ha'ir, the ear of the city of Yerushalayim was breached. V'sarath apostamus es ha'tayra. Also, this was from Yavan. Says the Bach. V'hemed tzelam b'heichal, and the tzelam was placed in the heichal. We'll see more about all this later. B'tishabav nigzal avisenu shleikansu la'aretz, because of the Meraglim, the Charev Habayis Brisheno Bishnia, that's 2 and 3, Vinilka de Betar, Betar was destroyed, Vinechrisho Ha'ir, and the city was plowed over. 5. Says the Mishnah, Mishnichnes Av Mematin Besimcha, Shabbos Shechal Tishabav Lies Besecha, Osim El Saper Umalachabes, Ubechamishi Mutarim Ebnei Kveda Shabbos. So very important to note, you know, we have, very often we have, we kind of blur all of the 3 weeks together, all of the restrictions of the 3 weeks we kind of put together, especially Bnei Ashkenaz, where we're machmer for all of these things already from the beginning of the 3 weeks. But it's important to know what is Medina de Gemara, and what is a minig, what is a chumrah, and so on. So Medina de Gemara, the Mishnah says, that Mishnichas Av Mematin B'Simcha, from the time Av comes in, we are Memayit B'Simcha. If it's Shvua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av Lies B'Secha, then there is an additional level of stringency of Osir Melesaper U'Melechabes. One is not allowed to have a haircut and to launder clothing. U'Bechamishi Mutarim, and make for the Shabbos. And it says on the 5th, on Thursday, excuse me, it is mutter because of the Shabbos. If you take a look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, the Chamish Mutar, Imchal Tisha B'Av, the Erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av fell on a Friday, Mutar Nachabis B'Chamishi, you're allowed to launder on a Thursday. Ukeshachal Tisha B'Av B'Dawi B'Shabbos, Le'itzrich Lemisni, then of course, you don't need to say the mutar and ketamina b'gemara leishana elafanav. We'll see what this means. But lamaisa midina de gemara, it's fairly cow. And the Sfaradim, to a great extent, go much more with the dina de gemara as opposed to minhag Ashkenaz, where machmir for a lot of these dinim already from Shivasa B'Tamuz. But in times of need, where the poskim say, look, mi ikra din, the only thing which is awesome midina de gemara is from shvur shechal boy. Meaning certain things, we're Mamayit B'Simcha from Rosh Chodesh, Shvu Shechal, but we have a lot of practical dinim, but beforehand, and especially in a situation where Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday, there's no Shavuot Shechal, but if Tisha B'Av falls in a Shabbos, then there is a machlekes apoiskim as to whether or not there's any Shavuot Shechal, meaning Lamais it's nidcha to a Sunday. There are no practical nihugim of Tisha B'Av, so Yeshem, and there's no Shavuot Shechal in such a year also. Awesome Lasapa and Machabes. By the Shabbos, we'll see what that means. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yechol adam shnei tavshilin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, and the Siddur Mafsek is one is not allowed to have two different tavshilim. And Rashi says shnei tavshilim basar v'dagim, basar beitzim shalav. You can't have two tavshilim. Lo yechol basar lo yish liyayin. And there's a restriction of basar and yayin. So again, midina de Gemara. There's no Isser of Basar at all during the 9 days. It's a din in the Suda Mafsekes. And again, as mentioned, this is discussed. Let's say you have a woman who's a pregnant woman or a nursing mother or someone who's unwell and they've been told they need to have meat. So we very much look. What is Meikra din and what is a minig? Rabbi Shimon Yamliel Omer Yeshane. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Bechvias Amita. Rabbi Yehuda says that one needs to go and turn over the bed. Don't sleep on the bed normally, but the beds are turned over. V'leihoidu leichacham. Kvias Amita was something which was done as a symbol of Avelis. We'll see a bit later on in the Gemara what this refers to. And nowadays the Poskim say we are not noyig to do Kvias Amita at all. Not in his man. And not even by regular avelis. Amrav Shemim Gamliel lehayu yamim tevim leyishal kechamisha asa ba'av ukiyeh makipur. The two best days for Klal Yisrael were Tu Ba'av and Yom Kippur. Sheben b'nei Yerushalayim ayotzeis b'kli lavan she'ulin. The b'nei Yisrael would go out wearing borrowed white garments. Shle levayish es misha ein lein, or not to embarrass those who could not afford it, and all of the kelim, all of the clothing needed to be washed beforehand. I mean, it needed to be immersed in a mikvah, because maybe it came from people who were not nizar in tumas nida and so on. They would make circles in the kramim, in the vineyards. What would they say? Bachur, sanaynecha ubei mata b'irelecha. Lift up your eyes and see what are you going to choose. Al titenecha b'noy. Don't look for beauty. Tenenecha b'mishpacha. Look at family. Look at yichus. Shekrachin nevel ayoyfi. Ish yiras Hashem itis halal. Ba'ayim etznula mipriyadea v'yahalua m'sha'arim aseha. The Chenu Oymen, so to it says, Tse'en ever ena b'nei s'tien b'melach shleime b'itra sh'itra lay imay b'yem chasinas b'yem simchas libay b'yem chasinas z'e matan teira b'yem simchas libay z'e b'nyim b'yem samigdash y'bana b'mehera v'yameinu. And like the Mephashim say, we want to end off with the Davar Tov. We're speaking about the various taniyos of Shivas B'tamas and Tisha B'Av, and if we want to end off with something good. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vishlesha Prakim Bashana, 3 times a year, Kahanim Nesim Eskapeim, we said 4 times. So 3 times a year, they duchen 4 times. So, Frag the Gemara, Taniyos, Uma Madeis, Mi'ikam Musaf. What does that mean? We said the 4 times which they duchen is Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila. But asks the Gemara, and we said, what were the 3 times? We said it was Taniyas Mamadas and Yom Kippur. So Taniyas Umamadas Mi'ika Musaf on a regular Tainis Tzibor, on a regular Mamadas, is there a carbon Musaf? So we say no. Chasiri Mechzer V'achikital. You have to read the mission like this. Peshleisha Prakim Kahanam Nesim Eskapeim Kol Zman Shemispalim. There are 3 times, 3 situations, 3 occasions where the Kahanim they duchen the neses kapeim kol zman shemispalin when they are mispalo. Whenever they daven a shmoneh esrei, the yesh mehen arba pa'amim, and at times this can work out to be 4 times during the day. Shachris musaf mincha neila she'arim ve'ilahen shleish brakim taniyos mamodes v'yom kippurim zeinu chanam in a regular tainis. And a regular Ma'amadis, it won't be four times. And Yom Kippur, it will be four times. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, Zudi V'Rebi Meir. Ava Chachamim Abraham, Shachris, Umusuf, Yesh Behen Nesias Kapayim, Minach V'Ne'ilo, Ein Behen Nesias Kapayim. So, says Rav Nachman, B'Shem Rabba Baravu, Rebi Meir is the one who says every time they have a Shemana Esrei, including Mincha, including Ne'ilo, then there's Nesias Kapayim. But the Chacham disagree, and they say the only time there is Nesias Kapayim is Shachris and Musaf, not Mincha and Ne'ila. Says the Gemara, Man Chachamim, Rebuti, L'tanya Shachris and Musaf, Mincha and Ne'ila, Kulan Yesh Behen Nesias Kapayim. Deva Rebbe Meir, every time you have Eishman Esrei, then you have a mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. Rebuti, I mean, no, Shachris and Musaf, Yesh Behen Nesias Kapayim. Mincha v'ne'ila, ein mem nesias kapayim. Only shachris and mincha, not mincha and ne'ila. That is Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael, my ne'ila, yeish bo nesias kapayim, mincha ein bo nesias kapayim. So we have three sheets. Rabbi Meir says all four Shmoneh Esreis, shachris, musaf, mincha ne'ila, Rabbi Yehuda says only Shachris and Musaf, and finally Rabbi Yehuda says Shachris and Musaf and Ne'ila. Says the Gemara.
Is the Mincha eliminated because people get drunk from Mincha and it could be that?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is going to say now. So the Gemara says, but my Kemifagi. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Yehima time and my late parasikahani yadayu b'mincha samishim shichris. So on a regular day, what's the reason why they don't duchen is because shichris, because they drink. And once they drink, and the truth is we pass can even a small amount, even a revius, that already passes them, that invalidates them for nesias kapayim. So that's on a regular day. Hoyed no, like a shichris, but on a day where there is a fast, when they're fasting, so taniyos, or the mamodis, which we said they're also fasting, so then there's no reason why they shouldn't. Rashi says, "Kol yema my time alei parzikani yadayi b'mincha the whole yema shchicha bei shichris shekvar saad you've already eaten v'zimnin de mashcha sudase u'mishtaker u'paris yadi b'had yichamrei you will be duchening while you're in a state of having drunk v'koyin shasu yayin asalisa eskapov." As we're going to see in the Gemara in a minute, Shnemar Yayim L'Sheikh Al Teisht, B'Vayachem, V'Nesias Kapayim, Me'ein Avoida. Fascinating. Nesias Kapayim is considered to be like Avoida, whereas, as Rashi, Ho'idna, B'Taniris, U'B'Mamodes, Le'Shchich HaShichris, but on a Tainis, and in Mamodes, there's no Shichris, as we mentioned, U'B'Mamodes, Nami Mis Anin, Kidlakawan, we already mentioned that they would fast on the Maimed. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to duchen on a fast day. That is Rabbi Meir. yes, Rabbi Meir, so for Kol Yehima, time of my life, Parsi, Kani Adayu, B'minchas Mishim Shichas, Eidna Laki Shichas, Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Shachris, Umusav, Dechol Yehima, Leishchich Shichris, Leigazri Behu Rabbanan, Mincha, V'ne'ila, Dechol Yehima, Shichas Shichris, Gazri Behu Rabbanan. We're not going to make an exception. To the extent that usually the Zman of Mincha, Ulamala, it's a Zman of Shichris, therefore, even if you happen to be not drinking, so we're also going to make a gzera, and we're going to make a gzera tainus atu shar yamim. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yisi says that they were duchen when it comes to ne'ila? Rabbi Yisi stavra mincha de isa b'chol yema gazru barabanan ne'ila de lasa b'chol yema le gazru barabanan. And they made a gzera mincha on a tainus atu mincha of a weekday. But what are you going to say? They're going to make a gzera ne'ila on a tainus or to what? There is no regular ne'ila on a regular day. Ne'ila by definition is only on a day of tainus, as we've seen. It's only going to be on tainus tzibur Ma'amadis or Yom Kippur, and therefore there's no makim to make gzeira, and that is the pshat of Rabbi Yosi. Rav Yudam Rav Halacha Karebi Meir. We pass kind of Karebi Meir that the Kohen would be Ola Leduchan four times a day. Rabbi Yechon Amar Nagu Ha'am Karebi Meir. For Rav Amar Minag Karebi Meir. What are these three expressions? Mandar Malacha Karebi Meir. The opinion which says Halacha Karebi Meir. Dashin and Lava Pirka. They would say that you publicize this psak, and that they should duchen four times a day. Dashin Lava Pirka. Mandarma Minag. Now, Midrash Le Dashin, and we're not going to publicize it, the Rabbim as such. However, Iruye Mirinen. But if someone comes to ask us a Shaila, we will paskin as such that way. Mandarma Nogu. If a person did it, b'di'avad, it's fine. Rav Nachman, Amar Halacha K'Rav Yosi, V'Halacha K'Rav Yosi. Halacha is like Rav Yosi, that Ne'ila yes, Mincha no. Says the Gemara, V'Ela Ho'idna, my time of Parsi Kahani, Yadayu, B'Minchasa, D'Tanisa. So we say, what's chat nowadays? We do it at Mincha. We pass him like Rav Yosi. Kaven the besamach l'shkias nechama kaparsi ketfilas ne'ila damya. Being that it's done so far at the end of the day, so it's considered to be in din and like ne'ila, and therefore it's okay. Rashi says, a few lines become wide. Kaven the besamach l'shkias hachama says Rashi shemachan ad shkias hachama mispalan kol shah. The Aiden Hulk and the base of Knesset, Mishesh, Mechzim, Lamala, they won't daven Mincha Gedola, Kemosha, Yoisin, Laisin, Ayamim. So, being that they would daven it so late in the day, Ketfilas, Ne'ila, Damya, she says, the Ashta, Lekala, Migzim, Shem, Mincha, Techol Yema, the Minchasa, Kiha, less than Bechol Yema. So, it seems to be, they would be Ma'achet, the Tfil of Mincha, and therefore it's not considered to be. There's no confusion, there's no makam to make a gzera or to a regular mincha. So now the Gemara speaks out, the Kuli Alma Mias Shikur Asa Benesias Kapayim. Everyone agrees conceptually to that it's Asa for a Kohen who is a Shikur. The Duchen. Everyone agrees to that. The Kuli Alma Mias Shikur Asa Benesias Kapayim. Menani Mili. Arme Yishuvin Levi Mishim Bakapara. Why the juxtaposition between Nesias Kapayim and Parshas Nazir? Leim Luchatz coming to teach Ma Nazir Aser B'Yayin Af Koyin Mevarich Aser B'Yayin. Both of them are Aser B'Yayin. So the Gemara says, Maskev La Avua Fract Avua Derb Zera of Amrila Ishaya by Zavda. So are you going to say the same thing, that a nazir is not allowed to have, he can't have grapes, he can't have peels, he can't have all these various things? Are you going to extend a kohen mevarach to that also and say that he's not allowed to have these various things? And that the Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak Hamakra l'sharusay ulevarach b'shmaya. The pasuk speaks about sheris, about service, about doing servitude, about serving, doing avoda. Ulevarich v'shmei mamish shareis muti v'chayetz. And just like a regular kohen who's doing avoda in the base of Migdash, she's allowed to have grapes and grape stones and pips and skins and what have you. Av kohen mevarich muti v'chayetz. And so too a kohen is also allowed to have these things. Says the Gemara, Uyimam Sharis Balmum Loi, Af Kayin Mavarech Balmum Loi. It should come out that just like a Kayin who's a Balmum is not allowed to do Avodah, so too a Kayin who's Duchening cannot be a Balmum. Says the Gemara, Ha Iskish Lenazir. No, there's a Hekish to Nazir. And there's no, all the dinim of Nazir apply to a Nazir who's a Balmum, so too Legabi the Din of duchening for that, we're going to be makish lakula. Frag the Gemara, my chazis, the makish lakula, akish lachumra. And that we say, no, asmachten inu, it's not really a proper hekesh, it's an asmachten midrabanin, in which case we are makel. Shulchanach says over here, the following. He says, it's in Kuvchachas, Lamadchas. He says, Shasa revias yayin babasachas. If a pain drinks a revias of wine at once, loy yisa es kapov. He cannot duchen. The Mishnah Berurah says the birkas kahanim midaminin la'avida u'ba'avida b'migdash b'kiagavne is chayiv. Shulchan continues shasan b'shnei pa'amim oishenasan asichem at mayim. Once it's not done in one gulp, or he dilutes it, then mutter. Then shasa yisam revias afapishu mazug afilu shasan b'kama pa'amim la'yisas kapav ad sheyaser yenay. May Allah. And so he no longer feels the effects of the wine upon him. And we know that this is one of the reasons why we mentioned that Minhag Ashkenaz is only to duchen and regalim and so on. And this is the reason why in Simchas Torah we duchen a shacharis and not a musaf. Even though we mentioned that the Ramah says that our minhag is to do so only by the regalim, and only at musav when we're in a state of simcha, and when we're about to leave shul to go and have our yom tov meal, but we preface, we have the mitzvah earlier, because the concern is on Simchas Torah, when people are drinking, they're going to be drunk, and once you have more than a revias, then it is ostatu duchen. If you look at the top tases over here, so we said in the question, ima mishariz ba'umum loy, af mevarich baumum loy, so maybe it should be also for a kohen who's a baumum to duchen. Perish gave in the alfinim gzir shava mi misharis mi yeah mi mishras neima tamoy mishras the mishras the misharis baumum loy af mevarich. So therefore we should say that it's also the mishani ha iskish lenazer. Mekan nira de baumum mevarich birkas kahanim. So says Tesis, it should come out. I mean, the Gemara is coming out that he's hookish to Nazir, in which case we are saying that a kohen as a baumum is allowed to duchen, and that is the halacha over here. And again, Kufchav Cheslamet, mishiyishli mum befanav oy biyadov. So it says, the reason to say why he shouldn't be allowed to is only because people will look at him, meaning if his hands and face are not covered, and nowadays we know that it is covered, then we say not because there's a psul be'etzim. And so on. So this is all in a situation where they don't cover their faces and their hands and so on. But in a place where, like he says in the next halacha, in Lamed Aleph, in Minhag HaMakom L'Shal Shel HaKohanim Talis Al Peneihem. Then he's allowed to, because again, the Gemara is coming out mikayach this that we compare it to Nazir, and we say that a kohen baal mum is allowed to duchen. So if he's got some mum on his face, on his hands, which are going to cause people to focus on that, that's a different reason why he shouldn't. But says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Beis Yosef, that if he covers himself, it's fine. So just continue the thesis. We said Mikan and Nira the Baal Mum Mivarich Birkas Kahanim Mitika Khazin and Dashasri Tzalumid Mivarich Mimishars or the Baal Mum Vidakhin Lay in Kain Nira the Inyan Isiskapayim Kain Baal Mum and Nesakapov. So he's allowed to be Nesakapov. Mikan Yesh Lahoichiach the Kain Shehimer Dosay. So I'm adding the word the Chazabachuva. So the Kohen became an apikaris, or he converted to another religion, the Chaz B'Tshuva, Nesakapov, the Kashal Isakapov, the Likris Patera, Kamo Ish Loyhamer. V'raya mihadakanim sheshimshu b'beischun yoyel lo yishamshu b'mikdash. So if there was a Kohen who was involved in some other dubious form of Avodah, it's a discussion exactly what the Kohen and the Beis Chanya were into, but we see that they, even though they didn't do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but they were notes in Chelek and Achayim, they are equated to Bali Mumim. So says Tesis, Mitakamashim to Bali Mumim, Mashmud, Chol Avodah, Shebal Mum Roila, says Yasu. The Kohen Bal Mum Nesekap, so says Tesis, it should come out Lahalacha. And I think this is brought over there also in Kufuches, it should come out Lahalacha that if you have a Kohen who went off the Derech and then he came back on, and so such an individual is allowed to Duchen. He's allowed to duchen because he's got the same din as he's compared to, it's brought here, I just can't find it now, he's compared to a nazir, and therefore halach lemaisa, he would be allowed to duchen. Okay, apologies everyone, I'm sorry, I'm still struggling with this cold, as Hashem, I will get there, and hope to be back as soon as possible.